Hi everyone, welcome to Church Girl Rehab. I am your host, Natasha Engman, and today I am talking about going home. Sunday I went to a relaunch of the church that I attended from 17 to about 26, 27. If for some of you who have been listening to me for a little bit or just know me personally, you know that I've been out of the church from about then to now, and I am 31. I will be turning 32 in April. There we go. I said it. So I've been out of church for a couple of years right now, and my husband and I have tried to go to different churches in our area. I've tried with my best friend to go to different churches outside of our area, and nothing felt, for a lack of a better word, like home. I've always been searching for that community, for that place to be around like-minded people, somewhere to plug in, somewhere to be loved, somewhere where my son would be loved and he could grow up going to VBS and doing Bible studies and youth group, because those are the things that I grew up with. And for me and my husband, we find those things important for his childhood. But Sunday, let's go back to Sunday. My goodness, everyone. I was so nervous. I did a fast before I went, just because I wanted to be spiritually, mentally, physically ready for this, because if you guys know me at all, you know that it's a big deal. Before Sunday, I would drive past this building and I would get nauseous. I would have anxiety attacks. I would have flashbacks of really hard moments in my life and in my walk. I would see just the faces and hear the words from people that hurt me the most. Tasha, you're kicked out. Tasha, you're not good enough. Tasha, you'll never do this. Tasha, you're not called to be a speaker and to do what you say God has told you. You're not called to do that. I would hear that every time I would drive past this building. And if my town is small, I live in a small town, and I actually live very close to this particular church. I'm like a 5-minute drive at most if I'm driving slow, which I don't. So I would have all of those things when I would drive by. So then that's why I decided to do the fast, because once God told me during a time of prayer that I was supposed to go to this church on their relaunch day and possibly get re-involved, I'll get into that later. I knew that I needed to go in there different. It's just like the verse in Luke 6, I believe, where it talks about new wineskins and it talks about fasting. I wanted a new thing. I didn't want to go in with old wineskins and try and put the new in. I can't expect things to be different if I'm still the old vessel. And that plays into another reason why I went. I'll get into that later. But just going back to Luke, I've been just meditating and praying over Luke 6, like the whole chapter, really, during this fast. And just really, when I got to that point, because I was literally going verse by verse during each day of my fast and just soaking it up and meditating on it and studying it and just, you know, just sitting there and digesting it in my prayer, and during my fast. And when I got to the old and new wineskins part, it really just hit home, and it really was just a confirmation, one, for my fast, and two, for my attitude when I went into home church on Sunday. And if those of you who don't know, I the title is because the church is called Home, ironically. So I just wanted a different attitude. And I think that's something that we all need to realize about ourselves when it comes to our rehab for being church girls or church men, boys, that if we want something new and if we have been hurt or we have gone through certain things in our walk, we can't expect things to change if we don't change. We can't be mad at our past if we're not changing who we are now and we're the same vessel that we were back then. I can't be mad or hold a grudge for the people that I attended church with for the things that they did when I was younger if I'm still the same person. I can't expect things to be different. I can't hold a grudge and then act like I'm holier than thou, act like I'm better than them, act like they've gotten church wrong when one, I'm not even attending church. Two, I'm not changing who I am and my perspective on God. I'm not meditating on the word. I'm not trying to read different books or do different things to be a better version of myself, to heal myself from my past. I'm not falling down on my face in front of the Lord and asking Him to make me who I'm supposed to be. If I don't do those things, then I have no right to say, I'm not going to go to church anymore because of so-and-so. I'm not going to do this because of what so-and-so said to me when I was 17 and I'm almost 32. I can't do that because that's a jacked up attitude, guys. That's just plain and simple. It's a jacked up attitude and we shouldn't have it. And that's a little harsh. And some people would say I'm a little brash sometimes when I'm speaking, but I just get passionate, guys. I just want us to heal and to be who we're supposed to be. And that's why I started this podcast. And that's why I named it what I named it. I want us to go through a certain type of rehab where we go through healing and we fix the mistakes that, you know, we've made, but also that others have made to us. So the wounds that we have, you can't expect an alcoholic to just one day say they're not an alcoholic anymore. Like, they have to go through rehab. They have to go through the steps to get better. And that's what the Lord was doing with me on Sunday, stepping into that building and realizing that I wasn't going to get stoned to death. They weren't going to come up to me and tell me how terrible I was. They weren't going to come up to me and be like, oh my God, Tasha, you got so fat after you had your baby. You're still not called. We can't stand that you're here. Will you please leave? I needed to know that that wasn't going to happen for part of my healing because I thought those things were going to happen. And I think some of us think that if we re-enter a church building, whether it's the same church or a different church, that those things from our past are still going to happen. And we have to realize that they're not. We can't change our past, but our past is not our present and our past is not our future. God has designed us to live and to live abundantly, as it says in His word. You can go as far as like quoting things as like Jeremiah 29:11, you know, like all of these different verses that the Lord has put into our lives that so many have made cliches, but are true. They ring true when it comes to going through a church rehab. If you're a church girl rehab listener, you're going through church rehab and you need to know that there's steps that you need to take. There's prayer, fasting, meditation, all of those things, stepping out boldly and knowing that you're not crazy for thinking or knowing that you heard God tell you you're going to do this. Because all of those people in my past told me I'm not going to speak. But this year, I'm going on tour as a speaker. Again, they told me I wasn't going to speak, and this year I'm going on a ministry tour as a headlining speaker. So the things that you have heard from the Lord will happen, but you have to go through the steps of healing. You have to go through the steps of rehab to be able to get to that point. You can't go still sick and still hurt. You can't go into the promised land still sick and still hurt. You can't go into your promised land still doubting the goodness of God. Listen to that again. You can't go into your promised land still doubting the goodness of God. It's, if you guys read about how they sent spies into the promised land before, that's doubting the goodness of God instead of just going into it. I heard a fantastic word from Autumn Miles about that. If you guys don't know who Autumn Miles is, she is a sassy Texas woman with huge eyelashes, giant hoops, and longer nails than Kourtney Kardashian, and I am about it. And she had a powerful word on that. And I would suggest that you guys go and listen to her. That's another thing you guys can do as part of your healing, is find different people to glean from. Don't just watch the same people you watched before. Watch different people. Read different books. I'm reading a book. I forget the author right now. But I'll post about it on my Instagram. So follow me there at Natasha Ingman on Instagram, and I will post about this book again. But I am a conservative, and this woman who wrote this book is a liberal. And she is opening my eyes and to so many different things that I haven't thought about when it comes to finding and going back to church. But also, it's so nice to know that I relate to somebody else. And that's another reason why I wanted to do this podcast, is I want you guys to know that it's okay to be going through church rehab. It's okay to be a church girl rehab listener, because you know what? You're trying. You're still trying, and you still have this passion for the Lord. You're just wounded. You're like a bird with a broken wing. You still have the capability of flying. You still have the passion of soaring over your city, but your wing is just broken and you're just in a healing process. Your wing is just bound, but the Lord is taking you through a healing process. And that's what I did on Sunday. I went through part of my healing process. It was one of the millionth steps that God is taking me through on healing and showing me that He is still good and that everything that I went through was for a reason. I mean, like I said, I'm going on tour as one of a main speakers for a conference. And you know how many sermons I could write off of the things that happened to me? How many people are going to be broken out of their bondage because of the things that I went through? So God is using the things that have hurt you to break chains off of not only yourself, but those around you and those that you will come in contact with in your ministry and in your life. I will be able to be a better mother for my son going through church because I know the things to look at and I know the things to ask his leaders now that I've gone through the things that I went through. So the things that you guys are going through are for a purpose. But when I walked into that church on Sunday, I could have thrown up. I wanted to throw up. Luckily, I didn't. My best friend was standing next to me. So part of your healing process, find people that will stand next to you as you're healing. And then we'll pray for you and we'll do the hard things with you. But I was met with such love. And I was so nervous that my son wasn't going to be loved. I was so nervous that they were going to look at him and see that he was half me and not love him. But he was met with even more love than I was met with. And that just warmed my heart as a mother. The abundance of love that poured over us as we walked in. And the service was about the prodigal son. Of course, I looked over at my best friend and I was like, how dare they talk about this with me sitting here? Don't you dare talk about the prodigal son, Pastor. I am sitting here in church right now, the prodigal daughter. But I remember standing in worship, and this is just a point for you guys, because if you do get called like I did to go back to that church or go into a different church, I was standing there in worship and I was having a full-on conversation with the Lord. I was not singing. I was going, what are you doing right now? Why are they being so nice? What is this? What is wrong with you that they are doing this to me? And the Lord just checked me again. Like, I don't want people to judge me for my past so I can't judge others for theirs. I know I've said that before, but I just want to reiterate that point because it's such a strong point. I don't want people to look at me for 19-year-old Tasha that was going through a really rough breakup. I don't want them to look at me like 19-year-old Tasha was going through a really rough breakup, who the breakup of just before that, he was emotionally and physically abusive. So that's why the second breakup was so hard, because I thought I had found somebody that was going to save me. And that's why I was so upset. They don't know those things. I didn't say those things back then. My first boyfriend was so mentally and physically abusive that when I started dating a man in the church, I thought, oh my God, God has sent the one. He has saved me. I don't have to do this anymore. And then when he breaks up with me, I said, oh no, God, you have left me. I am forgotten. And I went through so much pain and so much stuff. And those are the things that I was thinking about during service and going, why are they so nice? Because that man that broke up with me came and talked to me about my kid. We talked about our kids. His wife came up and loved on me. You know, his dad came up and asked me how I was doing and was generally like so genuine with his curiosity about how I was doing and asking me about my son. Sometimes I think we see our past through clouded vision and we see it worse than what it actually was. Not that your hard things weren't hard. Your hard things were hard and they hurt. And they probably hurt very deeply. But you're a better person because of it. And those people that were in your past, they see you thriving now. They see you trying to heal. They know what they did. No one's that stupid to know that they hurt you. No one is that naive. At least none of the people in my past hurt circle are that naive. They know what they did. And that was another amazing thing. And I think that was a definite product of the prayer and fasting, is that they all said things I needed to hear from them. The youth pastor that kicked me out and I thought he never wanted to see my face again told me that it warmed his heart to see me. And he came and gave me a huge hug. A pastor of our church came up to me and told me all of the things that had happened to me were wrong. The past hurts. All the yuck that was in the past of that church was gone and it was wrong. And he looked at me and he said, you know, this is your home, right? Which to me was like, you know, you belong. You know, you're wanted here. I got to pray with my mom's best friend, which is very special to me. She was recently healed from cancer. We thought we were going to lose her. Sorry if I get emotional. I love this woman with so much of my heart. She was my friend first and then my mom stole her. But she was there for me in a really hard time. And she didn't even know me. And she came out of nowhere one Sunday. And she handed me her number. And she said, anytime you need to talk, I'm here. And when I did reach out and talk to her, she was there for me. Those are things I can't forget about my past. And in that building are people like my mom's best friend or the pastor's wife, who was one of the bridesmaids in my wedding. My friend who leads worship at the church, I've known her since she was a little girl. We lived down the street from each other when she was really small. I was friends with her brother in high school, and so I've just been around her for forever. I was around when she started dating her husband and when he went into the Marine Corps, and we used to do all of these things about like telling everybody how much we love the Marines and going on trips and all that stuff. And I can't forget about those good things, and you shouldn't either. You shouldn't forget about your good things that happened in that building either. I just want you guys to know that praying and fasting works. It works. And don't judge people for their past. Step out boldly in your faith, because you are healing. You are a beautiful bird, just happens to have a broken wing, but it doesn't change your beauty. It doesn't change your call to fly. If anything, you need to keep practicing flying so that you don't lose it. So keep trying to fly. Keep trying different churches. Keep talking to people about God, even with your questions. Try and find your home. If you need to go back to your old church just for a Sunday, don't commit anything. Just go back for a Sunday and stand in that building and realize that all those people are just as broken as you are. If you need to look at them and see that, then do that. Bring your best friend. Bring your mom's best friend. Bring your mom. Mine just lives in a different state. Do the things that you need to do. Because it's about how you're going to improve your relationship with Jesus. It's not about the religion of the church. It's not about the relationships with the people in the church. Relationships with church members comes 15th to your relationship with Jesus, to the things that you're doing to heal. Just know that it's okay to step out and do things to help you heal. It's okay to step out and do things uncomfortable. You can do hard things. God made you to do hard things. Share your experiences. Don't let anyone shut your mouth about what you've gone through. But also don't shut your mouth when good things happen. All right, guys. I hope this makes sense. I hope you enjoyed listening. If you have any questions, feel free to find me on my Twitter or my Instagram. Handles are the same. Natasha Ingman. NatashaIngman. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Church Girl Rehab. I am Natasha Ingman. I just so hope that this just touched your heart and made you feel passionate at some points, made you feel like someone related to you at others. Again, guys, I love you. You guys are blessed. You guys are beautiful birds, just with broken wings, and you're going to soar again. And I'm here for you guys. I'm praying for you always. Have a good day.